are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Some of the stories I couldn't get to in the first hour we have got to hit, like a woman's breast implant exploding while she was sitting there on her tummy playing iPhone games for about 4 hours. We'll talk about breast implants on the verge of exploding. You almost wonder if that could happen like with the Y2K type of thing, right? Where something happens somewhere in Washington and all of a sudden all our breast implants explode. I don't have implants. I considered it after breastfeeding because I was tripping on the boobs, but I don't have implants. I just had, you know, a little bit of a lift done. Not that you all care, but I know many of you are trying to figure out what plastic surgery I've had. That's all it was. It was just a lift, you know, hence lifting off the floor. We're going to talk about liver disease, putting you at risk for heart disease. We're also going to talk about some of the Supreme Court rulings today. Many of you are out there grilling, some healthy ways to grill. We want to avoid getting cancer when we grill our food. And then, is iron deficiency causing psychiatric disorders in our kids? I don't know if any of you in the 70s remember the iron scare and where parents were trying to load us up with iron as kids. And I remember my teeth started to turn a different color because my mom was giving me so much iron. Pretty scary stuff. But iron deficiency can still be an issue even in this day and age. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, in news today, they're talking about how home values have shot up, and we're seeing the stock market adjust accordingly. They say home values have shot up, new home sales rose, and this happened a week after the Federal Reserve statement about scaling back its massive bond buying program, which sent markets downhill. They say prices rose in all 20 cities of the S&P index from a year ago. They say new home sales for May also rose at the fastest pace as well. Now, so as they're looking back in May and April, et cetera, home prices going up. I love it. That's wonderful. But I'm still a little confused as what's going on in terms of the banks and foreclosing. I have many patients. There's many people I know that are living in their homes rent-free because the bank hasn't foreclosed yet. So this is supposed to be the bubble that everybody's worried about. One of these days, the banks are supposed to, I guess, take their home back. They could only, I guess, you know, the properties can only survive so long with nobody paying on them. And I'm a little nervous because I know a lot of people who are not paying their mortgage. So I understand that holding off the foreclosings allowed, you know, houses on the current market to maybe sell, but I'm a little nervous about how long the banks are going to allow people to live in the house rent-free. And if you guys know anything more about that, please clue me in. But I know it's good news, but I just can't prepare for the future. I can't think. I mean, my house is still so upside down. I have no idea what to make of this news because, I mean, how long are they going to allow people to live in the homes they want to foreclose on for free? I don't know how long that's going to last. And so I've been still paying my mortgage because I'm afraid to do that. I don't know what happens if you don't pay your mortgage. I mean, does that mess up your credit? I mean, I'm assuming it messes up your credit, but I can't live like that. I mean, when I was younger, I didn't have a family. You know, I could be more fly by the seat of my pants, but for me, I just got to make sure, you know, the bank's not going to take away my home, so we're still kind of struggling to make the mortgage. But I understand why people are taking advantage of, you know, being able to not have to pay their rent or mortgage. It's just something's going to happen soon. I just don't know when. And I'm afraid what's going to happen when those people. Now, one of you had argued, one of you had emailed me and said that those people are saving up money. And once the bubble hits, and everybody gets kicked out of the home they're not paying rent on, that those people will have cash to go into another home. I don't think so, because you still need a loan. People aren't going to be able to buy a $200,000 house or a $150,000 house cash free. These people will not be able to get loans. Okay, I'm telling you, the housing market is going to drop drastically once people who aren't paying their mortgage get kicked out. Okay, I don't see how there could be any long-term good in this. So, as any developments come in, we'll keep you posted. But just, I mean, every time I hear the news say, oh, yay, home state prices are going up, I'm looking around going, all right, when are they going to pull the rug? Scary stuff. 1-877 Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, this was a very interesting Supreme Court decision. The Supreme Court dividedly said that federal law does not require that a Native American child be taken away from her adopted parents and given to her biological father. Apparently, there's a federal law intended to keep Indian children, there was a federal law that they say that intended to keep Indian children from being taken from their homes and typically placed with non-Indian adopted or foster parents. South Carolina court said the 1978 Indian Child Welfare Act favored the biological father of the girl. The girl's name was Veronica. But the South Carolina couple who raised her for the first 27 months of her life appealed that decision. So I guess Justice Alito said the federal law did not apply in this case because a biological father never had custody of the child and abandoned her before birth. And he said the law doesn't stop non-Native Americans from adopting a child when no other eligible candidate stepped forward. I didn't know that case was happening. Kind of an interesting one. They said the act would put certain vulnerable children in a great disadvantage solely because of an ancestor. A biological Indian father could abandon his child in utero and refuse any support for the birth mother, he said, and then could play his ICWA trump card at the 11th hour. He claims to override the mother's decision and the child's best interest. So they go on more with the ruling. But that's interesting. Can you imagine raising a child and then somebody coming back saying, I want them back? That's got to be tough. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pillen. I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. Big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently, following us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. For those of you that are trying to find which episodes on Pawn Stars we've been on, we've been able to compile some YouTube videos of those clips on YouTube, so please check it out. And then I've also listed which episodes are on our website. As any more episodes air, we will definitely keep you guys posted. Pawn Stars is one of my favorite shows, but I love teaching and trying to sell my medical antiques. Pretty cool stuff. So definitely check that out. This portion of the show is being sponsored by Squatty Potty. Many of us, we sit on the toilet seat, and it's difficult to get the stuff out, but we were born to squat. Born to squat. So, Squatty Potty, I tried. Okay, I'll make the commercial with that. Squatty Potty, very easy to use, helps the poop come out, and I have one and I love it. I wish I could take Squatty Potty with me wherever I go. Squatty Potty, check it out at SquattyPottyStore.com. Alright, so many of you that smoke pot get really mad at me when I talk about health effects of marijuana use. And you argue that nobody's ever died and, you know, pot is not harmful. And I always tell you, I go, look, I'm not trying to give pot users a hard time. Many of my patients who smoke pot are healthier than some of my other patients that don't. I'm not saying the pot is healthy, but they appear to drink less, be on less antidepressants, be on less sleeping aids, etc. But I still have to give you the medical science. Okay, the one thing I had found with my marijuana smokers is they were more likely to smoke regular cigarettes. Many of them still had some lung issues. And many of my pot smokers started to have memory issues. I'm allowed to tell you that. I'm not making a political statement about legalizing marijuana or not legalizing marijuana. I'm not even getting into that. All I'm doing is telling you some of the health effects of marijuana. Okay? Mind you, there's health effects to everything. But another study has come out saying chronic marijuana use can cause inflammation of the brain. In this study, mice were given THC, delta-9 tetrahydrocannabinol. That's the active psychedelic ingredient in marijuana. They were given this for 6 days. Then the mice were required to perform several tasks to test their coordination, as well as their ability to learn to associate a sound with a puff of air to the eye. Huh, it sounds like this glaucoma test, you know, where you feel that puff of air to the eye. Okay, during the latter task, it's called eye blink coordination. Mice should learn to anticipate the air puff and blink when they hear the sound. Mice given the THC showed impairments in both tasks. Now, they say humans in a previous study had trouble with the eye blink conditioning test. Now, researchers found that what had happened was the THC activated microglial cells. These are immune cells in the cerebellum. According to Fox News, these microglial cells then induced inflammation in the cerebellum, which then resulted in the coordination issues and the learning issues. So, some of you are probably saying, dude, who cares about the blink, lady? Come on. No, guys, that's... Guys, come on. This is important stuff. This is important stuff. You know, I don't want anybody losing any more brain cells or causing any more inflammation than they have to. Okay? I get it. You guys are able to avoid certain other vices that other people do. I get that. And, you know, remember I told you many of my marijuana users are slim and my past marijuana users are heavy. I mean, what is up with that? I mean, I get it. I get some of the benefits that people are claiming they're able to get from their marijuana. But again, I am a board certified family doctor. I gotta call it like it is. Okay? They say in addition to brain inflammation, they say in this study, don't get mad at me, in this study, smoking cannabis was also linked to lower IQ and an increased risk of schizophrenia. Now, mind you, whether you smoke marijuana, whether you headbang, whether you, I don't know, drop acid, think about it. Okay, this makes sense. Nobody's trying to make any sort of political statement here. It makes sense. If you do something to your body, it could affect your brain cells. This girl that was drinking only soda, it started to affect her heart. Of course, if you take something that has some sort of neurological effect on you, then not only could you have a positive subjective effect, but there's probably some objective effects happening. Now, I know some of you are screaming at the radio now going, well, Dr. Dahlia, what about sleeping pills? Sleeping pills have been known to cause early death. I've told you those about those studies. Where if you take more than 4 sleeping pills a month, you are at higher risk for early death. There was a study that came out. All right. They still need to study that more because many of us are like, early death, what's that about? Okay. And then many of us couldn't sleep because of that study and we ended up getting Ambien anyway. But anything that works on your brain, don't think it leaves the brain unscathed. I don't know whether it leaves some skid marks or some scar tissue or footprints or whatnot. It's just common sense. And again, this study was for chronic marijuana users, and I know it wasn't mice, And I know some humans couldn't pass the eye-blinking thing, but this is extremely important to those of us that live in states that do allow the legalized marijuana laws when we're trying to figure out how to deal with impaired driving. Okay? Once marijuana starts to become an issue with driving, the next issue that's going to come out with driving are medications that cause impairment, and rightfully so. If people who smoke marijuana feel they're being persecuted for impaired driving, they're going to argue, what about the people that don't smoke that take antidepressants? Why aren't people checking their impairment? And they have a right to say that. So then any people that take antihistamines or antidepressants or an antibiotic that we talked about that could technically cause sedation, everybody's going to be under scrutiny for impairment while driving. This is going to happen any day, people. Okay, right now the police know how to screen for alcohol on the breath. We're having a little bit of a tougher time figuring out if somebody who is smoking marijuana has their medical marijuana card, if they have marijuana in their system weeks ago, is that grounds for liability in an accident 3 weeks later? This is something that's going to have to be figured out fast. And you know, laws were passed. This was the people's vote. We live in a democracy. Fine. All right. But our law enforcement has to keep up and fast. And once people start getting cited for being under impairment from marijuana, there's going to be an argument. What about somebody who took a sleeping pill the night before? What about Xanax, etc.? There's a legal battle going on right now, a case where a woman is charged because she had Xanax on board before she killed a man and injured his child in a car accident here in Vegas. Okay? You know, having Xanax in your system could be considered a DUI. So I think the legislation happened so quickly that authorities haven't been able to figure out how to approach this. And personally, I think one of the biggest threats on our roads, in addition to alcohol, marijuana, Xanax use, is sleep deprivation. I am so sick and tired of seeing people that come to my office only having slept 2 hours that night. Why are you on the roads? Well, Dr. Dahlia, I have insomnia, obviously. That's why I drove to see you. I'm like, oh my gosh. I mean, people out there are doing 24. I mean, when I was doing my 36-hour shifts, you know, I'm glad they cut those 36-hour shifts for medical students, because it's not like you were really learning. But I'm even more happy they cut those 36-hour shifts, because how was I driving home properly? We were falling asleep at the streetlights. People would blast us with their horn. And I had about a 10 to 15-minute drive, no traffic, 30-minute drive with traffic to work back home from a 36-hour shift. Pretty scary stuff. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Everybody, listen up. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of us need an act of Congress just to take a poop? Well, filibuster no more. We have Squatty Potty. Squatty Potty helps us eliminate by allowing our colon to reach proper alignment naturally. It reduces straining and therefore hemorrhoids, and we don't want those now, do we? No installation is necessary, and the Squatty Potty easily aligns with your existing toilet. You'll enjoy faster, cleaner bathroom visits, all by using Squatty Potty to recreate what humans have done for years before modern man invented uncomfortable toilets. I've used Squatty Potty myself and love it, and they come in multiple shapes and sizes. To learn more about Squatty Potty, go to their website today at SquattyPottyStore.com. That's SquattyPottyStore.com. I promise you'll love it. Remember, healthy colon means happy life.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Freeze Dry Guy for sponsoring this segment of the show. It's never too early to be prepared. The food tastes great, and they got some phenomenal sales for June and July. Please go to my website to check that out or go to freezedryguy.com. All right, so a Chinese woman's breast implant ruptured after she was lying on her stomach for 4 hours playing a game on her phone. The woman was from Beijing, had been playing a game in bed when she felt a pain in her chest. She was taken to the hospital, and the doctor said the low quality of the implant combined with the pressure of lying on it for an extended period of time had caused the rupture. The game she was playing, some of you wanted to know this in the first hour, it was called Dragon Summon. Do any of you guys know that game? Honestly, on my iPhone, I have like a solitaire, and I have some video poker. I don't play the video poker too much. I'm done with Angry Birds, and I basically Facebook post. That's about it on my phone. I'm sure there's more we could do. But I guess it's called Dragon Summon. I'm probably going to check it out, because if somebody popped the breast implant over playing that game, it's got to be some good game. Now, we don't know if the woman had the breast implant replaced. She did have the surgery to boost her low self-esteem, according to reports, which is why she had the surgery. Honestly, ladies, I've had big breasts for most of my life. In fact, I think you could even see them in utero. Big breasts are completely overrated. Breasts are in the way. I was always an athletic type of kid, and I didn't like the breasts. They were in my way. I couldn't do what I needed to do. And I know some of you are like, well, you know, once you have something, you know, you don't, you're, you know, you get spoiled with it. No, I would have loved to have smaller breasts, honestly. Okay? You know, I like guys when they meet me for the first time to look at my face. Okay? And I'm tired of trying to find clothes to cover them up. I personally, yeah, I'm married, but I'm saying in the past, guys checking me out. I didn't want that. I wanted to be able to run track. I wanted to be able to do what I needed to do. And they didn't feed the kids anyway. I could barely make milk. So I don't know what the hell. But anyway, you know, I'm blessed. Whatever God gave me, I'm grateful for. But for those of you who think you have to be bigger than a B cup, I would love to be a B cup. Honestly, they don't really make W-type clothing, okay? It's horrible. Now, anyway, all right. So, in 2011, a woman's breast implant was ruptured when she was shot in the chest while paintballing. Remember that? Apparently, a 26-year-old was hit at close range during the game in London. She didn't make the complaint at the time. The GP told her the implant had been ruptured. Now, how to figure out if you have a ruptured breast implant, but usually do an MRI, okay? I mean, but I'm sure even on mammogram or ultrasound, it's pretty easy to figure out. You know, many of you ask me, which is a better implant, silicone or saline? You know, we had issues in the past where we were concerned about some rheumatological illnesses related to silicone if the silicone had leaked. And people very hastily moved over to the saline implants. From what I understand, from my cosmetic surgery training back in the 90s, most cosmetic surgeons still preferred the silicone implant, because the silicone implant provided a better cosmetic result. You would have less tinting, less fibrosing of the saline implant. But I also remember that when I was handling the silicone implant, they're kind of cool to play with, kind of like hot potato. They're, you know, the silicone implant, when you, like, you know, are in the room and you're looking at all the implants, it's kind of squishy. It's interesting. It's weird. It doesn't feel like a breast to me. It's weird. It's silicone. But I remember a residue on my hands. And I remember it was a lot of residue. So I don't know if that's been fixed in the last 20 years, the residue, but just these basic implants sitting there, I already had stuff on my hands as opposed to not with the saline. So, you know, and I've had many patients that have had silicone implants for years, and they've done fine. I had a patient whose silicone was injected back in the 70s. They just took a syringe and injected the silicone into her breast. That's what they did. And the silicone migrated down the abdomen. So she had all these worm-like substances under the skin. But, I mean, she didn't have any medical issues from it. So for the most part, these silicone implants are safe. You know, even if they rupture, you don't want to take a chance. You don't want it to rupture. But overall, pretty safe. But if you have one of these defective ones, all right, or if there is one that's kind of cheaply made, I mean, you really need to know your company. You really need to know what's being put into your body. Okay, just like with the pelvic mesh. There are, when you have something that is going to be put into your body long term. Now, remember, breast implants are not supposed to be in your body long term. Breast implants are usually supposed to be changed out every 10 years. For cosmetic results and, you know, just in case there's any sort of issues, weakness of it. So I was taught in my training that you're supposed to every 10 years get a new implant, which is why I never thought of it, after I breastfed the kids or attempted to, because I'm like, I can't every 10 years go in for surgery. What's going to happen if I'm in my 70s? I mean, let's say the Dr. Dahlia show finally goes to TV, okay? And by the time I'm 70, God willing, I'm on TV. Doing the Dr. Dahlia show, I'm going to have good-looking breasts, and I can't, you know, maybe then I'll get my first implants. We'll see. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. It's not TMI, all right? I mean, you know, if your doctor on the radio is contemplating certain cosmetic surgeries, don't you think you want to know? I mean, my gosh, you're looking at the radio every day. Okay, liver disease may raise risk of heart problems. So many of you have something called non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, where instead of you having accumulation of fat in your liver because of alcohol, you have it because of either being prone to diabetes or diet or some other metabolic syndrome. They say patients with coronary artery disease should be screened for liver disease, and people with liver disease should be screened for coronary artery disease, according to Rajiv Chabra, a gastroenterologist at St. Luke's Health in Kansas City, Missouri. Now, researchers looked at upper abdominal CT scans of nearly 400 patients, and those that had fatty liver, and we're talking non-alcoholic fatty liver, were more likely to have coronary artery disease. Now, I know many of you are like, well, duh, if there's fatty deposits in the liver, there's going to be fatty deposits in the heart. And my answer to that is bravo. I like the way you're thinking. Exactly. Right? Remember, medicine is not rocket science. Okay? I am not a brilliant person. I am not. I have probably the average IQ as everybody else. I study a lot. I'm a workaholic. I like to be as well-read as possible. But in terms of smarts, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to have a doctor. You better have some instinct. And you better be able to tap in and have some spidey sense. But you don't need to be a rocket scientist. So if we have a study, right, or somebody tells you that you have fatty deposits in the liver, it's very common sense to think, well, do I have fatty deposits anywhere else? Like my coronary arteries or my carotid arteries. And it's very easy to extrapolate. Okay? They say the effect of non-alcoholic fatty liver disease was stronger than other more traditional risk factors like smoking, high blood pressure, diabetes, high cholesterol, metabolic syndrome, and being male. So what they're saying here is when we say risk factor for heart disease is smoking, heart disease, diabetes, family history of heart disease, etc., diabetes, we need to throw on top of that fatty liver. If you have fatty liver, consider that a cardiac risk factor and make sure you have a heart doctor check you out. The EKG is a great start, but it only looks at your heart at rest. It may not be able to pick up if you're having some artery clogging to the degree that we need it to. Let's move on. Quick break and we'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Remember to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and remember to follow us on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Don't forget to check out Squatty Potty on my website, as well as Freeze Dry Guy. Pretty phenomenal deals that you could get, and phenomenal products. Big thanks to them for sponsoring today's show. Okay, so teenagers, they say if you could actually start introducing chicken into a teenager's diet, they say that could actually reduce the risk of colon cancer in these kids later. Does that just blow your mind that they think that could already happen? We've had in my family colon cancer rampant on both sides. And they were meat eaters. They were meat eaters, but they also had chicken. They also had fish. All right. But they were more meat eaters. So I don't know if where we're going to have to go in medicine is doing away with red meat completely. Okay. Or is it just introducing chicken? They say in a study of nearly 20,000 women, Those who ate more chicken during their teen years had lower risk of developing colorectal adenomas. Now, colorectal adenomas are benign tumors of the colon that could later progress. We call them precancerous, even though they're not cancerous. Now, in the study, they didn't see any direct correlation between adenomas and red meat. But they said if you replace one serving per day of red meat with one serving of poultry or fish, it could reduce the risk of rectal and advanced adenomas by 40%. That is huge. Okay? Now, I know some of you are saying, well, Dr. Dolly, I could just go and get my colonoscopy and have those adenoma removed so they never grow into colon cancer. True. You can. I'm not going to lie on that one. Absolutely. Okay? But, how many colonoscopies do you want in your lifetime? I mean, if I could just go once every 5 years, I'll be happy. I really don't want to go every year. Now, previous researchers found that a diet high in red and processed meat could increase risk of colon cancer. We talked about this with hot dogs and our salamis and our processed meats. Also, you could get colon cancer from heavy alcohol consumption, lack of exercise, sitting for hours at a desk. Diabetes could do it. Diet high in fat. All of those things could put you at risk, and especially family history. For somebody like me, where both sides of the family get colon cancer, you bet your butt I watch my red meat, and you bet your butt that I have my butt watched. I've already had 2 colonoscopies. I make sure I eat fiber. I'm always exercising. And I'm just watching my colon, and you guys are watching it also. I mean, everybody's kind of keeping an eye on that because I'm scared. I mean, colon cancer usually kills my family in their 60s. And here I am in my 40s, which is when some of these tumors are going to start. So I've been told by my gastroenterologist that I need to get scoped every 2 years. Every 2 years. That's a lot. A lot of colon. But you know what? Hopefully it's the same guy. I mean, he's been in my colon once. He's been in it twice doing, with the scope. So as far as I'm concerned, he's part of the family. All right. In this study, 19,771 women aged 34 to 51 answered questions about their diet during high school. So they were probably 70s and 80s. Well, 30. Well, you know what? Even if they're in their 30s, then, okay, so the 70, 80s, 90s diet. What did we have in high school cafeterias? Okay, we had Sloppy Joe. There were burgers. There were chicken fingers and fries. That's what I had in the 80s. So I don't know. Mom used Hamburger Helper, right? Meatloaf. I had a lot of meat. Eating more poultry and fish in adulthood didn't, though, change the risk. It was more what happened during your teenage years. So my suggestion is if you have a kid that just likes to eat burgers, one of my kids does, cut that red meat drastically. I think we need to cut red meat anyway, okay? It wouldn't hurt. Now, speaking of teenagers, they say that teens were more likely to diet, start doing bulimic-type behaviors using laxative use when their parents talked to them about losing weight and the importance of being thin. Yet family conversations about healthy eating that didn't involve the topic of weight were linked to fewer unhealthy behaviors, no skipping meals, no laxative use, etc. So that's very interesting. So according to this study from the University of Minnesota in Minneapolis, they said that if the conversations were more structured to healthy eating as opposed to you're too fat, you need to lose weight, the kids seem to do healthier behaviors towards losing weight. Now, I come from a family when I grew up where, they kind of shot from the hip. And they were straight shooters. They would, they'd say your butt's getting too big. They told my sister she was too fat. And it's because they didn't know how to use euphemisms. They didn't understand this psychology. So we were always yelled at, don't go into the cookies, you'll be fat like you're, and then they would bring up a relative and we would be so scared to death would be looking like that relative, especially with the hairy upper lip or the bearded lady, that we were like, oh my gosh, hell no, I'll pass on the cookies. But that's because they just didn't know better. None of us did bulimia, none of us did anorexia, but we didn't decide to go fish or we cut back on our calories. I would just exercise more. You know, because I was scared to death of my parents thinking I was going to get fat. And I was scared to death of me turning fat. We were so scared of being fat. Well, maybe the approach, and I'm not sure if that's what this study was kind of getting to, but the one thing I believe is maybe our approach to kids is not don't get fat, is do healthy behaviors. This anti-obesity push, although I think it's going to help more people in the long run, may be going about it still a little bit wrong. Okay, if a kid already thinks they're fat when they aren't, they may already think I'm done for. Whereas with my kids, I do a different approach, and I'm not saying that's better. When I sit there at the dinner table, I bring up every cancer and heart attack and every malady in the family. So I scare my kids too, because that's how I was raised. But I bring up a different approach. When my kid is only eating the starch and the meat at the dinner table, and he's pushing away the vegetables, rather than kitten gloving him and going, coochie, coochie, coo, I go, what the hell are you doing? What's supposed to protect you from cancer later? Are you, you think that piece of bread you're eating is going to protect you from cancer? You think that bread protected your grandfather? You eat the vegetables. What do you think? What are you putting into your body? Okay, and then he goes and eats the vegetables. Hey, you know, it works. Okay, I've done the coochie coochie coo kitten gloving with my kids. It doesn't work. If I go, oh, pretty please, can you eat right? Oh, pretty please, can you increase your vitamin C and your potassium in your body? They don't get that. They don't get that. Okay? You think a teenager is going to want to sit and listen to you on a dissertation on nutrition? They aren't listening to you. They most likely have an earpiece and they're listening to their music and their hair's covering it. So I'm going to have to use my three E's. And the three E's, like I've told you, which we all have to do in business and medicine and radio, wherever we are, is you engage them, you educate them, and you enlist them. So you engage them by saying, you know, you could die. Once you have them engaged, you educate them on why the vegetables help your immune system, why the vegetables need to be a part of your diet, why God has vegetables out there, and that is why your body just can't live on meat and bread. And then you enlist them to eat healthier. That's my approach with the kids. Okay, you don't have to scare them. Just because it works for my kids doesn't mean it has to work for yours. But maybe we're just going about it all wrong. Don't go away, guys. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
Yeah, hang me down.
Hang me down. Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
In emergency preparedness, the day of is too late. The day of a tornado, hurricane, earthquake, or act of terrorism is too late to prepare. But what if today was different? What if you could do something smart and special to save lives the day of? My friends, today is that day. FreezeDryGuy.com is having a 25% off sale on Mountain House cans, the world's finest freeze-dried food. With a 30-year shelf life, it's food you can trust and enjoy when you need it most. And today, it's 25% off only at freezedryguy.com. Since 1970, Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for survival and outdoors food. Go to freezedryguy.com today for 25% off food your family needs. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD. Today is what counts. Tomorrow may be too late.